Tomorrow is the deadline for having a real ID to fly. For now, it's okay not to have one.
People will be allowed to fly.
Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem tells a House panel TSA checkpoints will also accept passports and tribal identification for travelers who do not have a real ID.
They may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step.
Noem says 81% of travelers are already real ID compliant. Everybody else needs to be.
It's a pain in the butt.
Michael Acedo is among those at a Pennsylvania DMV waiting hours for a new ID, along with Rennell Leggett.
It's only a star added to the ID I already had. It's the same picture, the same information. I don't think it's making much of a positive impact.
Homeland Security says it'll be a more secure form of ID, recommended by the 9/11 Commission and signed into law 20 years ago. Its implementation's been long delayed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.